The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Hey folks, I challenge you to think of at least one thing you no longer do that you wish you could. Do you miss like playing golf, maybe long walks with your spouse, sleeping through the night? Are you ready to start living without pain? My colleagues and friends, Hugh Hewitt, Dennis Prager, Mike Gallagher, have been talking about their own successful experience with Relief Factor, and you can add Eric Metaxas to that list. Relief Factor is changing the lives of tens of thousands of Salem radio listeners by reducing and even eliminating daily aches and pains. ReliefFactor.com is full of great success stories, and now I am on board. For just $19.95, Relief Factor is offering a three-week quick start that could help you live your life with little to no pain. Go to ReliefFactor.com to see testimonials from folks all over the country. I love reading them. Over 70% of those that try Relief Factor continue as a customer. Feel the relief and get back your independence and freedom from the aches and pains of everyday life. Go to ReliefFactor.com. Read the testimonies. I tell all my relatives to take it. ReliefFactor.com.
Welcome to the Eric Metaxas Show.
Have you ever gargled peanut butter?
What's the capital of North Dakota?
Do I spit when I talk?
All this and more on the Eric Metaxas Show. Now your host, until further notice, Eric Metaxas.
Oh, isn't that cute?
I love him.
Hey, thank you, Todd.
Yeah.
Albin, we got an exciting thing today that we want to tell our peoples about.
Yes.
Is that the right English?
Yes, it is.
This is the Eric Metaxas Show.
Yes.
Okay, and on this show, we sometimes have newsworthy stuff here.
Mm-hmm.
And I have to say, in a few minutes, we're going to be talking to James O'Keefe. He's a hero. He's a kind of an activist, journalist, citizen journalist activist. And he's doing something that's going to blow the lid off of Google. This is going to be big in the news.
Yeah.
But a lot of times the mainstream media doesn't cover this for some reason, but I think they may cover this. This is kind of a big deal. So in a couple of minutes, we're talking to James O'Keefe about what is happening today.
Yes.
So you're going to hear his version of it on this program at length, and then hopefully later today, tonight on the news or whatever it is, you'll see more about it. But this is kind of a big deal. And then we got John Zmirak.
Oh, yes.
And then, oh my gosh, tomorrow, folks, if you've been listening to this program, you know that tomorrow, which is to say Thursday, we are, I mean, I cannot get over this. We're talking to Wink Martindale in the studio and his wife, who will be here. They were very close friends with Elvis Presley.
Mm-hmm.
This week marks the 42nd anniversary of his passing. And by the way, he was 42 when he died. So we're going to be talking to them at length tomorrow. And that interview will air. A shorter version of it will air on TBN this weekend,
right,
on the TV program, which is Friday at 6 p.m. Eastern and Sunday at 10:30 p.m. Eastern. So really, really exciting stuff. Okay. Also in the neighborhood of exciting,
mm-hmm,
actually, it's right in the neighborhood. It's in the center of the neighborhood. We're doing a fundraiser for Food for the Poor. Do we have the
The
clip? We have a clip. Anyway,
yes, we do.
I want to explain what this is, and then I want to tell you we're doing a grand prize drawing, and I think we're getting a little crazy.
Oh, we are.
We're basically going to sweeten the pot, or as Albin says, we're going to sweeten the pot. Don't you say
the
it that
pot.
Way?
Sweeten the pot.
Sweeten the pot. That's a Pittsburgh accent,
that's
telling you. I noticed.
One.
All right, so first of all, I want to tell you why we're doing this with Food for the Poor. I always say that we all have to give back. We know that. We know that that's part of our lives, right? God blesses us in one way or the other. And whether it's with time or money or whatever it is that we can spare, we want to give back. And the question then is, to what? To whom? Because there's so many worthy organizations, or many times you can't find particularly worthy organizations. You say, well, you know, it's all bureaucracy there, whatever. So what we do on this program is we try to find organizations that we trust completely, that we've worked with in the past, and that we know are going to use your money for God's purposes, right? So right now we're doing a fundraiser with Food for the Poor. Why? because there is a huge crisis on the border with Venezuela. I read in the New York Times this morning, Maduro, I mean, the socialist government in Venezuela is absolutely in chaos, anarchy, cracking down. It's horrible. So people are fleeing Venezuela, which is exactly what most of us would do. You get out of there. But then these families often cannot feed their kids. So I want to say, folks, there are families not any different from our families, okay? They have left all that they own, all that they knew. They are now in Colombia. They have no food. Well, we have to help, okay? We, that's us, we. And it means that we have to figure out who's already helping them and help those people. That's food for the poor. So food for the poor, I want to read what they have written here today, and we'll play a clip. It says that with the economy collapsing in Venezuela, food and water are unobtainable in their overcrowded cities. This is a nightmare, folks. This is real. It's happening. It says border cities in Colombia have become ground zero for tens of thousands of starving migrant families every day because there's no food to buy. So money is of no use. Think about that. There is no food to buy. Okay, that's where Food for the Poor and their local partners in Latin America come to the rescue with your help. Folks, I'm asking you, please, okay? So let's listen to the executive director. This is Angel Aloma. Let's play that.
The children really break my heart because they are truly struggling for food, and that's why we have sent three containers down there, which is 450,000 meals, and that at least will keep these children alive, and we have to save their lives because the situation is so drastic.
All right, so Food for the Poor needs our help. It needs our help, folks, okay? And again, we all have to give to something. The question is only to whom, to what, and how much, right? So we want to say that whatever you give, doesn't matter the amount. You go to MetaxasTalk.com and you click on the banner. Whatever you give, you will be entered into a drawing to win our grand prize. And our grand prize is getting crazy. We decided to have some fun with this. So I'll tell you about that in a second. But we want you to give as much as you can. $100, now think of this. This doesn't make sense. Provides 2,500 meals, okay? That's because Food for the Poor, he just said, they sent three containers. You know what a container is? Containers are like, I don't know, it's like 10 boxcars. Yeah. It's a gigantic container filled with the basics of beans and rice, which they get donated from around the world. They want to make your money go as far as possible. Yeah. So if you give $100, it's significant. If you give $200, obviously, it's doubly significant. Now, anybody who gives $200, we're going to break this down, and then we're going to tell you about the grand prize. You're not going to believe this. Anybody who gives $200, we want to thank you. I'm going to send you a brand new copy. We haven't even gotten copies ourselves. A signed brand new copy of my new Donald the Caveman book. The last one was Donald Drains the Swamp. This one is Donald Builds the Wall. I promise you, you will laugh. I don't care where you are politically. This is not a political thing. Okay, so that is if you give $200. If you give $500, you get a studio visit. Studio visit means you get to hang with us and with Todd Wilkerson. His voice.
Yeah, his voice.
And you get to hang with us. There's food here. You can come. You know, people visit New York now and again. You can come with your family, with your class, whatever it is. We don't care. We want to have some fun. So anybody gives $500, you can bring whoever you want. I don't care if it's 50 people. It'll be a little tough if it's 50. But, you know, we don't care. We want to see you. We want to meet you. So anybody who gives $500 gets that, okay, and the signed books. Now, anybody who gives $10,000, and there are folks out there, by the way, folks, we need your help, right? So there are people who can do that. I want to say it's tax deductible, and this is going to a great organization, right? We don't partner with just anybody. Food for the Poor is the cream of the crop. So this is one of those things where I say we need your help desperately because there's nobody else. I mean, if you believe in the private sector helping, that's us, not the government. We've got to step up. So I'm asking you to help. Now, anybody who gives anything, okay, by the way, if you give $200, you every $50 you give, you get one ticket in the barrel for the drawing. But even if you give $10, let's say you just give $10 or $20, you get put in the barrel for the drawing. What's the drawing, Albin?
Oh, my goodness.
It's everything here on the desk. But we're going to sweeten the pot.
Yeah, we keep sweetening
the
pot.
Here. You ready?
Yeah.
A signed copy of Eric's book, It's Time to Sleep, My Love.
Wow.
Okay, signed copy.
That's
Are you
great.
Ready for this?
Yes.
You ready?
Ready.
A copy of Amazing Grace about Wilberforce in German.
Oh.
In German, signed by the author.
Oh, my
I'm going to sign it in English, though. Okay? Now, this gets even crazier, Alban. Do you know what this is?
No.
This is a copy of my Bonhoeffer book in Dutch.
Oh!
All right? I hate the Dutch. They're tall. They're good-looking. They make me sick. This is in Dutch. Okay. Look how thick that
Look at
is,
that.
Okay?
Wow.
I'm going to sign this, and if you give $10,000, you'll get whatever you want, okay? But all you have to do is win the drawing. You could get $10, and if you win the drawing, you get all these books.
You get it.
Plus a copy of this in Dutch, and I will sign it in Dutch.
Okay.
Okay?
There you go.
You get a copy of Bonhoeffer in Chinese. How about that? Chinese.
Oh,
I said Chinese. Look,
Look.
You get Jack Barsky's book, Deep Undercover. You get Shannon Bream's book. Look at this. Come on. Look at this. You get, oh my gosh, you get Socrates in the City, signed by the author. I'm the author. Actually, I'm the author and the editor. You get all this stuff. You get T-shirts. You get all this stuff. Wait, folks, we're trying to get you to give. Please go to MetaxasTalk.com. Here's the phone number. You can call it right now. I'm begging you. 844-863-HOPE. Right now, please. 844-863-HOPE. Right now, please. 844-863-HOPE. 844-863-HOPE. Whatever you give, God bless you. Thank you. We'll be right back with James O'Keefe.
And today is the day we waited for. Ah. Oh, Mr. Blue Sky, please tell us why.
From the creators of War Room, the Kendrick brothers return to the big screen this August with Overcomer.
Well, I have a season with one runner.
One runner matters.
John Harrison is a frustrated coach questioning his value until he crosses paths with a student struggling on her own journey.
What have you allowed to define me?
Overcomer, in theaters August 23rd, starring Alex Kendrick and Priscilla Shirer. Rated PG, parental guidance suggested. Visit overcomermovie.com.
I'm pretty handy around the house, but now that I have kids, I don't want to spend my Saturday installing a toilet or fixing an air conditioner. But thankfully, there's HomeAdvisor. HomeAdvisor helps me find the best home pros in my area to handle any kind of project. You can read reviews of the pros, check their availability, and even book appointments online. And what my wife loves most is that HomeAdvisor is completely free to use.
Go to HomeAdvisor.com or download the free app to get started. HomeAdvisor.
The price of gold is exploding. Get in on the ground floor now. The trade wars and global chaos are sending prices of the precious metal to multi-year highs, and analysts think gold is headed even higher to test its record highs of $1,900 an ounce. Don't stand on the sidelines and totally miss this gold rally. Learn how to secure and grow your financial future today with a call to American Bullion, the leader in gold investments. You have questions, we have answers. In fact, we specialize in first-time gold buyers. Find out about American Bullion's hassle-free process of transferring any portion of your existing IRA or old 401k into the long-term safety of a gold IRA tax-free. Call 800-600-4849 and ask for our free gold guide. 800-600-4849. Call today and learn how to protect and grow your financial future with the rising value of gold. American Bullion. 800-600-4849.
Hey folks, Eric Metaxas here. Now, radio listeners like you have helped build MyPillow into the amazing company it is today. But now Mike Lindell, the inventor and CEO of MyPillow, wants to give back to you, the radio listeners. So you can get deep discounts, you, my listeners, you can get deep discounts on all MyPillow products if you go to MyPillow.com right now and click on the new radio listener specials. They're pretty amazing. Now, folks, I just got to say, I use these products. They are terrific. I recommend them to everyone I know. I'm sleeping much better. I use the mattress pad. Alban and I joke about that. But you can get huge, deep discounts on all of this stuff, folks. But you have to go to MyPillow.com and put in the promo code Eric or Metaxas. Just to give you an example of the discounts, the body pillow that they sell is regularly $89.99. But with the promo code Eric, it's only $29.99. And remember, all MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. You've got to check it out. Folks, I use it. I love it. Check it out.
Another day, another threat. Your freedom is in danger, and Patriot Mobile is doing something about it. Take something as simple as your cell phone. You use it every day, and you can use it to make changes for your values. Veteran-led Patriot Mobile donates a portion of every cell phone bill to conservative organizations that fight for First and Second Amendment rights, religious liberty, the sanctity of life, and the recovery of veterans. Join thousands of Americans using Patriot Mobile and get reliable nationwide coverage. Keep your phone number, bring your own phone, or buy a new one. Now you can get the Moto Z3 Play for only $5 a month. Save $180 on this feature-rich phone, which includes a 6-inch screen, expandable storage, a high-quality camera, and more, but only while supplies last. With unlimited plans starting as low as $25 a month, switch today. Visit patriotmobile.com/Hugh. Again, that's patriotmobile.com/Hugh. Come on over today. Visit patriotmobile.com/Hugh.
An old cowboy went riding out one dark and windy day. Up on a ridge he rested as he went along his way.
Hey there, folks. It's the Eric Metaxas Show. That's Johnny Cash, Eric Metaxas. And I have as my guest, as we just told you in the previous segment, James O'Keefe. How do you sum up someone like James O'Keefe? He is a political activist, someone whose work I have admired for a number of years. Although he is quite young, he's been really busy doing some things that the media and journalists have not been doing. We're at that kind of a point in our culture where citizen activists have to do the work that journalists used to do before we entered this strange time where most journalists are complicit with, I guess, the socially liberal media establishment, and they're unwilling to go into places that people like James O'Keefe are willing to go. We'll let him tell you about it. James O'Keefe, welcome to the program.
Hey, Eric, thank you so much for taking the time to have me on today.
Well, it's a sacrifice, James. I want you to know that. Now, listen, that was a cheap joke. Listen, you have done so much good work, and many people in my audience will be familiar with you, but many won't. Tell my audience, if you would, what is some of the work that you and Project Veritas have done that they might have noticed in the news?
We've done work on Acorn, Planned Parenthood, the Hillary Clinton campaign, Senate candidates in Tennessee, Missouri, going into campaigns, exposing staffers, calling their people they work for a liar. Most recently, Twitter, Facebook, Google's bias, algorithmic biases, and whistleblowers coming forward from within the companies. We're the nation's premier investigative reporting organization in a digital era when investigative reporting has gone away.
It's amazing. I have to say, I mean, I have really just I've been thrilled to watch the work that you have been doing. I mean, 9 years ago, it seems like 5 minutes ago, but when you effectively took down Acorn, I mean, it was an amazing thing because this was an organization. Very few people understood what they were doing. You went undercover. And you you're doing the work that investigative journalists used to do, but now it's citizen journalists like you. I want to tell my audience about what is happening today with Google. This is a huge thing, and I'm just thrilled that we get to tell my audience about it. So talk about that, if you would.
Well, this is an individual who we just broke a story on Google today. And this is an individual whose name is Zach. He worked for the company, and he leaked us documents showing machine learning fairness. What does that mean? Well, algorithmic fairness, Google has internal memorandums that outline that they're going to use product intervention to make the world a more fair and equitable state, their words, not mine. And they use these algorithms that are designed to ferret out facts they don't like. And why this is so important, other than being self-evidently Orwellian, is that Google is exempt from Congress. They're not allowed to take positions on political issues. But this whistleblower is morally courageous and has just agreed to go on camera, so he's no longer an anonymous source to me. He's willing to lose his job and admit to us that he leaked us these documents because he believes in a cause. His name is Zach. The video has just been published. It's a big deal, and I think it'll draw a dozen other people to do what he has done.
I have to say, I mean, this is – we are at a moment in America, we're at a moment in the free West where if people like Zach do not speak up, if we do not reveal the truth about what is happening with extraordinarily powerful organizations like Google, we are abdicating our freedom as Americans. It's a chilling thing. And of course, I'm thrilled that you're willing to do the work that journalists used to do. I mean, this is the kind of thing, it threatens the entirety of the West. I mean, the freedoms that we have can be undermined by organizations that didn't exist 15 and 20 years ago, like Google. Give us an example of the kind of things that Zach is talking about. I hope people will watch him wherever this is going to be aired on the news, maybe on Fox News. But give us an example of the kinds of things he's talking about, because it is Orwellian, as you said.
Well, first of all, I just want to say that regardless of the news network it'll be aired on, it won't probably be aired on many news. He may be invited on Tucker Carlson, but a lot of news agencies, Eric, are not willing to air these undercover videos the way that they used to because they're afraid. And Zach is not afraid. Zach is someone who is making, he says he's making almost $300,000 a year working for Google. And he gave it all up. He said it was his atonement. He couldn't bear to work for the institution while they were trying to meddle in elections. His words, they were trying to prevent Trump from getting elected. They were using this algorithmic fairness, machine learning fairness, which is a term that means that people program the computers to meddle in elections and get rid of facts they don't like. When you go to Google search, you expect to see the truth. You expect to see reality, right? Well, that's not how it works. Google, according to Zach, has designed algorithms to weed out things they don't want you to see. And that's extraordinary when they have a 91% ownership over online advertising. They make Standard Oil look like less of a monopoly. And Zach says all this, and he gets a legal letter from Google, and the letter threatens him, says he's under a non-disclosure agreement, and he forwards that letter to the Department of Justice. So here we have a guy who's really courageous, who's willing to go on camera, who doesn't care about the money, and I think there's a huge swath of the American public who can also be these heroes, be these patriots, but they have to stop being afraid. And I think that's what this story is really about. It's about a guy who's willing to step up and blow the whistle, and that seems to be the direction we're headed in at Project Veritas, not just infiltrating organizations to report on them, but having people come out of the shadows and speak on the record.
It's just extraordinary. I almost can't believe I'm having this conversation, James. I know you. I've met you a number of times. What you're doing, as I've said several times already, is the work that journalists used to do in America. There was a time when journalists would go undercover and they would do whatever was necessary to get the truth out. We're at a point where I think most of the major networks are in bed with whoever it is. In other words, as long as you're opposing this president, they're kind of on board with you. And I say that it doesn't matter whether you like this president. You can hate this president, but you have to care about the principles that we have had in America, basic principles of fairness. Right now, to hear what you're saying about Google, everybody should be chilled. And the reason it's chilling is because we don't have a lot of options. There isn't another Google. It is effectively a monopoly. What do you think the Department of Justice can do when they get a letter like this?
Well, I don't think Congress is going to do anything, because what they're supposed to do, what they should do, is, first of all, the first thing that everyone needs to do, and Google needs to do, is to be honest about what they're doing. That's the first thing. That's what we do. That's what our people say. What's the solution? A solution is to be honest, is to not go under perjure yourself, which is what Google executives appear to be doing.
Right.
when they say we don't do these things, when they in fact do these things.
Yeah.
So the first thing we need to do in society is to have integrity and honesty. That's the not government getting involved in things. But people say, well, what's the government solution? Well, the government solution is to not hold Google exempt from something called Section 230. That's part of the Communications and Decency Act, where Facebook and Google are considered to be platforms, not publishers.
Okay, hang on
That's
a second.
Very important
I want to get into this with you. We're going to go to another segment. Folks, stick around. The website, if you're interested, is projectveritas.com. This is the Eric Metaxas Show. Hey, folks, if you've been listening to the news, reading the papers, it is no secret there's a food crisis in Central America. It generates headlines every day. I am now partnering on this program with Food for the Poor to help save the lives of displaced children and their families from Venezuela, who, by the way, are now trapped in Colombia with nothing to eat. You can't imagine, folks. They need our help. We want to rush life-saving food and emergency relief to these kids. I just want to say go to MetaxasTalk.com. Please do something. Anything you do. We always say this. Just go to MetaxasTalk.com, click on the banner, and give. Here's the phone number. You can call it right now. Please call it 844-863-HOPE. You'll feel better if you do something good. Doesn't matter what it is. Do something good. You'll feel better, and it's the right thing to do. These folks need our help. 844-863-HOPE. 844-863-HOPE. Portions of today's program are sponsored by Food for the Poor.
With SRN News, I'm John Scott. Yields on 2-year and 10-year Treasury notes inverted early today, a market phenomenon that shows that investors want more in return for short-term government bonds than for long-term bonds. It's an indicator that investors have lost faith in the soundness of the U.S. economy. Markets slid sharply. Flights have resumed at Hong Kong's airport after 2 days of disruptions by pro-democracy protesters. Meanwhile, Hong Kong police have fired tear gas at a group of protesters rallying outside a police station in a crowded urban neighborhood. Those demonstrators quickly dispersed. President Trump is encouraging former Major League Baseball player Curt Schilling to run for Congress. The former Major League pitcher, a supporter of the president, confirmed that he's considering a run in Arizona. On Wall Street, the Dow down 684 points. The NASDAQ is off 223. This is SRN News.
This story is called The Ugly Truth About Timeshare. If you think you've done your family a favor by buying a timeshare, you need my help. Hello, I'm Chuck McDowell, CEO and founder of Wesley Financial Group. 10 years ago, I started helping folks cancel their timeshare contracts, and in the process started what's now called the timeshare cancellation industry. Timeshare is the only thing that you can buy that you can't tell me how much it's going to cost or when it's going to end. When you buy a timeshare, you give them a blank check to fill out any amount they want for annual maintenance and assessment fees. Sound crazy? The crazy thing is, this never ends. Even when you die, your family's now going to be stuck with this burden. Stop the insanity today. Call my office now. I guarantee if we can't cancel your timeshare contract, you'll pay nothing.
Call for your free information kit, 800-620-8844. That's 800-620-8844. 800-620-8844.
The backyard's looking great, Rob.
Thanks, man. I was planning on adding a deck, too. Know any good contractors?
Why don't you just ask HomeAdvisor?
Home what?
HomeAdvisor.com. You just tell them about your project, and they match you with local pros that can do the job.
Nice. Now, how much does it cost?
Oh, HomeAdvisor's totally free to use. Plus, you can read customer reviews, check pricing, and book appointments for free.
What's the website again?
HomeAdvisor.com. Or just download the free HomeAdvisor app. HomeAdvisor.
The following is a real-life story from Trinity Debt Management.
It's probably been about 10 years ago. I had quite a few credit cards, and it was just getting to be too much, so I called Trinity.
If you're in debt and you need help, call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976.
They met with me, and they were able to get all of my credit cards in one lower payment. Now we're doing a lot better.
If your debt has you down, call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976.
Hey there, folks. It's the Eric Metaxas Show. I am speaking right now. This is very important. I'm speaking right now with James O'Keefe. He heads up Project Veritas, their website, projectveritas.com. And we're just talking about something that is being released today, a whistleblower, I guess you can call him, Zach. Somebody makes a lot of money, has a great job with Google. His conscience has gotten to him, and he has decided to give up a big deal job with Google to go on the record as a kind of repentance, an act of atonement for working for a corporation that is effectively in bed with what we can call the resistance, with the bitter anti-Trump, anti-American left. That's where we are today in America. It's a horrifying thing. James, you were saying that part of the problem, and I've talked to many people about this, is that the government right now has allowed Google to present itself not as a publisher, but as a quote-unquote platform. So what does that mean?
So that means that if you're considered a platform, you are not held liable for what is published on your platform. For example, if someone publishes a defamatory thing on YouTube, obviously YouTube and its parent company, Google, are not held liable for what is published in a video. That's self-evident. But that's so long as those companies, Google, YouTube, Facebook, don't take an editorial position. But what is beginning to happen, and what this whistleblower Zach has proven through his release of these machine learning fairness documents. By the way, it sounds like something out of a Huxley novel or
Well, it
Orwell,
does. It sounds like
right?
It sounds like George Orwell. There's no question about it.
It sounds like, I mean, it's almost at this point, the nature of these absurd documents being released by this whistleblower. But what these documents appear to show is that Google indeed does take an editorial position. And in fact, a news position. They even rank in one of these documents. They rank networks, and they rank content. And that's a huge problem because Google is so powerful. And again, 91% of online advertising, Facebook and Google, it's a complete monopoly on information. It totally meddles in elections. If they tinker with their algorithm by just a slight bit, it can swing elections 1 million times more than Russia can. And Congress has given these companies an exemption. Now, what can be done about it? Congress has to take action. Congress will not do that.
Now, why won't Congress do that?
Because of how polarized and Manichaean the world has become. People are people on the left, for lack of a better word, like the fact that Google is taking a position.
Right. Google is supporting them politically. This is so horrifying. I want to mention, by the way, Peter Thiel, who is a billionaire, a genius, Silicon Valley genius, created PayPal and other things. He has been outspoken recently on Google on a different issue. Google is effectively behaving in a way, I mean, I cannot believe this is happening, where they are working with China to use their tremendous technology to help China do what China does, which is to say, act like a totalitarian state and restrict the freedoms, what little freedoms the Chinese have these days. They're working with them, and they have said that they won't work with us, with the Americans. They've taken a strange anti-American stand. That's the only way I can see it. In other words, ultimately, we have a worldview that is against American style freedom, that sees the American government as the enemy, at least if it's under a Trump administration, but that is willing to give people like the oppressors in China a pass, and more than a pass. It's just extraordinary. Obviously, you don't you're not weighing in on this. You're talking about something completely different.
Yeah, I mean, I think the most important thing that I draw from the series of stories that we've done is the fact that this is a movement of people now who are blowing the whistle upon it and care so deeply and so strongly about it, they're willing to sacrifice. I mean, the paragon of investigative reporting has always been to use anonymous sources. I don't like anonymous sources because we don't know what the people actually said.
Right.
We have to trust the New York Times
right. In
relaying hearsay to us. And usually those quotes, by the way, are not actually what people said. They're paraphrasing the sources. So the fact you get to see the people who work for Google in the flesh, and you can understand, I mean, what's amazing about this video, which you can watch at projectveritas.com, is the passion of Zach, his commitment to mission. He gave it all up because he believed so deeply the public had a right to know. By the way, this is like what journalists are supposed to do. They're supposed to get people to talk and tell stories, but what Zach says is, I'm never going to go to the New York Times, I'm never going to go to the Washington Post. I asked why not. He said, because they'd sell me out. Because not only would they not tell my story,
yeah. They
would give me up because of their philosophy to protect these powerful behemoths.
That's exactly right. The New York Times, I have to say, 2 days ago, I opened up the New York Times. I didn't even have to open it up. It was on the front page, above the fold. They were doing something. I've never seen such naked advocacy journalism ever. It was an editorial. I'll pick it up on the other side of the break. But we're living in dark times. We have to fight, folks. If you do not do things like what Zach is doing, shame on you. We're in a war, really. We'll be right back. Hey, folks, Eric Metaxas here. There's something you all need to know about Relief Factor and about Pete and Seth Talbot, the father and son owners. As you know, they're on a real mission to help as many people as possible get out of pain, and they've been a consistent sponsor of the show for several years. In radio, sponsors come and go. They may even stay for a year or so. It sounds like they're doing super, and then they're gone. Well, not so with Relief Factor. Pete and Seth are consistent year after year, and that's because tens of thousands of people are now taking Relief Factor every day for their back and neck pain. I'm one of them. Shoulder pain, knee pain, hip pain. And they are now in less or no pain at all. All these people, it's as simple as that. It works. That's why I've joined Pete and Seth on their mission to help you get out of pain today. And the first step is to order the 3-week quick start pack for $19.95. If you're still skeptical, remember, it's not just me. There are tens of thousands of other nice people who would happily tell you to give it a try. It can be done. It could be at your door in just 2 to 3 days. Go to relieffactor.com. Remember, relieffactor.com. It works. It works.
Guys, waking up over and over to urinate is not okay. But now, you can reduce those nighttime bathroom trips with the ingredients in Super Beta Prostate P3 Advanced. We're talking about less urges to urinate at night, less bathroom trips during the day, and better bladder emptying.
It's like taking 3 prostate supplements in one.
You can try a full 30-day bottle of P3 Advanced, free. Just pay shipping and handling. No strings attached, no obligations, and no commitments to buy. This is a 30-day supply. Absolutely free. Call 1-800-424-8908. Super Beta Prostate is the best-selling brand in major retailers like Walmart. But for this no-strings-attached free bottle, you must call now. Call 1-800-424-8908. Don't miss out on this unprecedented free offer. 1-800-424-8908. 1-800-424-8908.
It is a horrible scenario, but it happens. Dennis writes about his wife. She was diagnosed with leukemia. In fact, she's a 2-time survivor. And in the midst of all that, they ran up over $1 million in medical bills. Thankfully, they're Medishare members. And Dennis says they are so thankful for that, how others came together to meet their needs. And that's how so many Medishare members feel. This is not health insurance. It's different. You don't have to pay for things you don't believe in. And like Dennis found out, it just works. So if you join MediShare, not only do you save a lot of money, a typical family saves about $500 a month, but you know where your money's going each month. You're helping people. And if the time should come, they'll be helping and even praying for you. So yes, it's different. And as more than 400,000 people now know, when it comes to healthcare costs, different is beautiful. Find out more. Call 855-90-BIBLE. That's 855-90-BIBLE. 855-90-BIBLE.
The price of gold is exploding. Get in on the ground floor now. The trade wars and global chaos are sending prices of the precious metal to multi-year highs, and analysts think gold is headed even higher to test its record highs of $1,900 an ounce. Don't stand on the sidelines and totally miss this gold rally. Learn how to secure and grow your financial future today with a call to American Bullion, the leader in gold investments. You have questions, we have answers. In fact, we specialize in first-time gold buyers. Find out about American Bullion's hassle-free process of transferring any portion of your existing IRA or old 401k into the long-term safety of a gold IRA tax-free. Call 800-600-4849 and ask for our free gold guide. 800-600-4849. Call today and learn how to protect and grow your financial future with the rising value of gold. American Bullion. 800-600-4849.
I'm talking to James O'Keefe. He's with Project Veritas. You can check it out, projectveritas.com. Big video being released today. A whistleblower, God bless this man, Zach, at Google, is going on the record and talking about how Google is really taking sides. It's a chilling thing. James, I was just speaking before we went to the break about the New York Times just the other day, just so we understand where we are in America today, that all of these organs of journalism, which were they were organs of journalism or organs that we would think that would play by the rules, are taking sides. And let's be honest, they don't think they're taking sides. They think that they're what they're doing is the right thing. But the New York Times published something yesterday saying that all kinds of conservatives had used the word invasion with regard to the multiple thousands of people from Central America coming up over our border illegally. They used the word invasion. And what the New York Times did above the fold on their front page is link this to the violence, effectively saying that if you use these words, you're complicit in the murder of these 20 people in El Paso, Texas. And I thought, this is a chilling thing when you have places like the New York Times saying, if you don't do what we think you should do, you're complicit in murder, you're the bad guy. It really just goes against what you'd expect from real journalists. The New York Times used to be real journalists. Now, Google, they don't put themselves out there as journalists, but I guess they put themselves out there. Maybe you can explain it better than I can. But most people, when they're dealing with something like Google, they just have some kind of illusion that Google is fair. What you see is what you get. When you put something in a search, you assume that what's going to come up is mathematically clean, that there's no monkeying with it. But you're telling us now that Zach is going on the record today saying that there is a point of view, and they're putting it into their algorithms in such a way that what you get is not what you should get.
I think you put it quite eloquently there when you said people don't realize that they put it in the algorithm. I call it the American Pravda, which is the title of the book that I wrote last year, American Pravda. Pravda was the Russian word for truth. And the interesting thing about the Soviet Union, and I'm a young guy, but I'm interested in the Soviet, I've read a lot about it, is that people knew they were being lied to by Pravda. They all knew it. They couldn't do anything about it because they'd be sent off to the gulags. In fact, they sold each other out so that they would not be sent off to the gulags. But in the United States, you go to the airports in this country and you go look at CNN, everyone, half the people believe it. They actually think that this stuff they peddle on the New York Times and CNN is true. It's not true. It's propaganda. And Google, I guess it's because of the Pavlovian. We've used Google, every one of us does. You do, I do. We go to Google.com to search for restaurants and for news. But the truth is that Google is censoring out things you don't want. They don't want you to see. And don't take my word for it. Zach, in this video, he leaks a document called News Ecosystem, and I have it in front of me right now. And it talks about how they have a specific editorial agenda, that they use a, quote, single point of truth, unquote. They use, quote, algorithmic fairness, unquote, and, quote, product intervention to make society a more fair and equitable state, unquote, to protect marginalized people, to change facts, to affect data as it pertains to gender and culture and politics. So in many ways, Google it takes the position that CNN would take, right? But CNN is considered to be a publisher, not a platform. Google is considered to be a platform, not a publisher. This makes all the difference in the world. And they can't stop an army of whistleblowers. So we're living in the American Pravda, not the Soviet Pravda. And what makes this Pravda more dangerous is that people do not know that they are being misled and being lied to until now.
I have to say that this is really going to tell us, even more than an election, what America is today. In other words, if those of us in America who know that this is fundamentally un-American, and by the way, when I say un-American, I mean despicable. I don't mean against Trump. I don't mean against my values. I mean against the values that we have shared in this culture for 240 years. That what Google is doing unconscionably, and what CNN is doing, perhaps legally, nonetheless, still unconscionably, is destroying the foundations of a free society. This is the time to blow whistles. This is the time to bang the gong, to blow the air horn. This is a terrible moment, and I'm talking about this with you because I feel it is vital that Americans understand what is happening. There were organizations like the New York Times and CNN. They used to be essentially fair. And that is why today so many people believe them, because nobody has taken the trouble to understand that they're not what they were. The New York Times today is not what it was in 1985. In 1985, they were still mostly liberal, but they believed in fairness in a way that they have ceased to. I think Trump, frankly, has driven a lot of people over the edge and they don't care anymore. But we need to understand what is happening. Now, the video that you're talking about, this young man, Zach, you said that he made roughly $300,000 at Google.
Yes.
All right. So he was a senior figure at Google. This is not somebody down the line.
Well, a lot of people at Google make a lot of money. I mean, that's what people need to know. They're a trillion-dollar company. He did have access to these documents. He didn't. These documents are real. And he didn't break any laws in obtaining them. Everyone at Google has access to a lot of things. In fact, they pride themselves on being fairly open sourced internally. But again, the story is about his courage, because the Silicon Valley tech companies can stop one man, but they can't stop an army of people, which is what the Veritas vision statement is.
Right.
I mean, people throughout history, you mentioned reporters have done this, and they have, whether it's Upton Sinclair or legendary reporter Seymour Hersh or Gunther Wallraff, these legends of journalism who went undercover, but they were just but one man. Okay,
that's
and
right.
They took on the Pentagon and all these.
We're going to a hard break. I want you, James, to make this point clearly when we come back, because this is the big news. This is Democracy in Action. We'll be right back.
I'm pretty handy around the house, but now that I have kids, I don't want to spend my Saturday installing a toilet or fixing an air conditioner. But thankfully, there's HomeAdvisor. HomeAdvisor helps me find the best home pros in my area to handle any kind of project. You can read reviews of the pros, check their availability, and even book appointments online. And what my wife loves most is that HomeAdvisor is completely free to use.
Go to HomeAdvisor.com or download the free app to get started. HomeAdvisor. Email phishing attacks cost businesses billions annually in real cash, data loss, and brand damage. Phishing emails are hard to detect because the messages appear to be legitimate to unsuspecting employees. Introducing Barracuda Fish Line, a groundbreaking cloud-based solution designed to help employees recognize sophisticated email phishing attacks through interactive training reinforced by continuous simulation. Transform your employees from a liability into a line of defense. Go to barracuda.com/PL to learn more.
With SRN News, I'm John Scott. Bankrate.com's Mark Hamburg says a yield curve inversion on 2-year and 10-year Treasury notes is no reason to panic.
There's no reason for anyone to lose any sleep or buy canned goods because of this yield curve inversion. We know that the economy will not grow forever. It's just a question of when the downturn arrives, and that could easily be more than a year off.
An inversion like the one taking place today has preceded the last 9 recessions dating back to 1955. Stocks have been sharply lower. The Dow is down 739 points, and the NASDAQ off 230. Flights have resumed at Hong Kong's airport after 2 days of disruptions by pro-democracy demonstrators. After nightfall, there was a new protest outside a police station in the city, but it was dispersed as officers fired tear gas. There were no injuries reported. This is SRN News.
This story is called The Ugly Truth About Timeshare. If you think you've done your family a favor by buying a timeshare, you need my help. Hello, I'm Chuck McDowell, CEO and founder of Wesley Financial Group. 10 years ago, I started helping folks cancel their timeshare contracts, and in the process started what's now called the timeshare cancellation industry. Timeshare is the only thing that you can buy that you can't tell me how much it's going to cost or when it's going to end. When you buy a timeshare, you give them a blank check to fill out any amount they want for annual maintenance and assessment fees. Sound crazy? The crazy thing is, this never ends. Even when you die, your family's now going to be stuck with this burden. Stop the insanity today. Call my office now. I guarantee if we can't cancel your timeshare contract, you'll pay nothing.
Call for your free information kit, 800-620-8844. That's 800-620-8844. 800-620-8844.
Is here from the Taxes Show. I'm talking to James O'Keefe. He's with Project Veritas. James, you were just making the point that it's going to take an army of whistleblowers like Zach, who is going on the record today. The video is being released today. People can go to projectveritas.com. But it's going to take an army of people like that because we're facing hugely powerful forces in corporations like Google. And unless their employees speak up, unless somebody has the courage to speak up, we're in big trouble.
Yeah, I mean, I think Daniel Boorstin, former Librarian of Congress, wrote that our true heroes tend to be anonymous. And the person of virtue who can be admired for something more than his well-knownness, because to be honest with you, the people on TV these days are just basically celebrities. They don't really stand for much. It tends to be the unsung hero, the teacher, the engineer, the mother, the honest cop, the hard worker at these unglamorous jobs. And Google engineers are, it's a monopoly. This company is a $1 trillion company. So we must be the tip of the spear. Citizens must toss themselves into the arena,
yeah,
as Teddy Roosevelt says it, to expose the truth. And you don't have to be a big name to change the world. You don't have, in fact, you ought not be a celebrity. You should be an anonymous hero. You should wear a camera and be part of this Veritas movement. And regardless of the consequences, our country, the United States, was founded upon people who gave up a lot to found this country. This country desperately needs people to speak up and stop being so afraid. Everyone's afraid. I mean, 99% of people listening to this broadcast.
If you're afraid, you got to deal with the fact that maybe you're a coward. Because in America, people have died. for the freedoms that we have. And if you're not willing to at least risk losing a job or even losing a friendship, I just have to say that your children and your grandchildren and everyone in America and people beyond these shores are looking to each of us to do the right thing. Otherwise, the freedoms that we have go away. This sounds so draconian, and some people think it's hyperbole. I really wish it were hyperbole. The more I look into this, it's why I wanted to have you on today, and I hope in the future to continue the conversation, James. But we're at a point where if people like the ones you're describing do not speak up, there are people right now listening who know things that need to be known more widely. And I would say they can go to projectveritas.com. They can get in touch with you. But this is, as you say, it's got to become a movement. People have to be willing to speak up. I hope that somebody will hire Zach and that they'll be able to do great things with Zach, who's obviously very bright. But he's better than bright. He's courageous. He has values. I mean, I just feel that everything you're doing needs to be done that much more. So if there's somebody listening right now, can they contact you with information?
Well, let me just make a 30-second pitch regarding that, Eric.
Go ahead.
I think the danger is that we live in a world that Andrew Breitbart, my mentor, told me about, a world where citizens are on a leash, dancing to the tune of those who hold them captive. And I understand there's different degrees of courage, but we don't want to all become feckless moral cowards. And if we take this to the extreme, this can devolve into a dystopia like the one in the Soviet Union, where citizens will sell out their own sister to save themselves from retaliation, which everyone's afraid of retaliation by the IRS, by the media, et cetera. So here's what I would say. If you're on the inside, if you're an honest teacher and you see corruption, if you're an engineer working in Silicon Valley, reach out to me. Anonymously, confidentially, it's veritastips@protonmail.com. Again, that's Veritas, V-E-R-I-T-A-S, tips@protonmail.com. Send me an email, and
Veritas,
say, hey, I want to talk to you about something I see.
Veritas tips@protonmail.com?
Protonmail.com. That's protonmail.com.
Okay.
It's an encrypted email service, and it'll protect your identity.
All right. And, of course, there's projectveritas.com. We're out of time. James O'Keefe, honestly, just a pleasure and an honor to speak with you. Let's stay in touch on all these things. God bless you.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.